What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You would think my beautiful bride would know that I'm on the air here. She's blowing up my phone again here. It's like, honey, I know she's out shopping and she wants some questions. Well, welcome back to the show. It's now a Sunday afternoon with John Fricke, 404-726-0929. You're welcome to jump in here and give me your thoughts on the Braves, certainly on the Hawks. I noticed somebody just tweeted me that Trae Young is eligible for his big extension today. Well, how fast do they sign him? I'm like, I'm really worried about that. I think they'll get to that when they get to that. So if they want to sign him today, they can. If they want to wait till midway through the season, they can. Trae's new contract is not an issue in front of my face right now. I'm not overly concerned about it. Anyway, back to this whole thing here. We're talking about football today because the sad summer of Atlanta United and the Braves has me with, we are nine days away from the first NFL training camp. Nine. The Falcons will open their first NFL training camp on the 24th. Will be their first practice that will be open to the public. They will have 11 open practices to the public. And 90-10, the game will be at Flowery Branch for all 11, and we encourage you to look at AtlantaFalcons.com for the schedule and plan accordingly and to come out if you can. Just remember to bring sunscreen, because if you're going to go on the weekends, it gets packed. There'll be 3,000 or 4,000 people there. Weekdays are better. They sign autographs after practice. It's really cool. If you've never been there, I really encourage you to take advantage. Take the kids if you've got them and enjoy the day. It's really kind of a fun thing to do. To go to training camps. Spring practice, you know, for college is fun, but a lot of spring practices are not open to the public. And a lot of fall practices aren't either. College teams tend to be that way. NFL, it's open. It's and they encourage, and they got games, and they got come on in, you know. So it's really cool, especially if you don't get a game, to see NFL football players out in the field. You get a chance to see them in person. So I highly encourage you to do that. Dom, you know, us old dogs, right, like me, we learned a thing or two in our life. You would know that, right? You would expect that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so when my wife is, you know, texting me during a show and that she knows that I'm doing it, I'm like, honey, you worked in this business for 35 years. You know, but anyway, but we learn a few things. Like, one of the things that we learn is a marriage, okay, second marriage is always the best. Because I noticed that Garrett got engaged yesterday, and which is really cool for him, or day before yesterday. Congrats to Garrett Chapman for getting engaged, his beautiful bride-to-be. You know, and I would just give him a little bit, you know, that Garrett's second marriage is the best, okay? So anyway, there's that. But the one thing you sort of discover when you're married is that a lot of times the hardest discussion you ever have with your wife, or, you know, if it's better, your second, is, Dom, it's, what are we going to have for dinner this week?
Yeah.
You have no idea how difficult that becomes after a while. It's like, I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want? I don't know. What are you? I mean, oh, my God. What do we have in the freezer? And the hardest thing in the world is that then we figured out the key. Okay. So we finally figured out after all these years what the trick was. The trick is if you're one of those people who has a hard time, well, there's two tricks. Number one, back time. That's a television thing. What you do in television, and she was a television producer at CNN for 35 years, and I was in television for a long, 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 long time too, is you do something called back timing, which means you have a 60-minute show, you lay it out, and then you time backwards from the end of the show to see how much time you are short or long. Okay, it's called back timing. And it works. And so if you back time, so you're sitting down on a Sunday, like today, and you're looking forward to the week to next Saturday, you back time from Saturday. Okay, what are we doing next Saturday? And you back time. Then what does Friday become? And then, okay, we can do that. And then finally, it's like, okay, well, I have tacos on Wednesday because we always have a lot left over on tacos that we can have again on Thursday. So you start back timing and you kind of come towards there. So that's one little trick. The second trick is to decide. Now, my wife and I both make really great side dishes, okay? And so we say, what side dishes are we interested in having this week? Because once you decide the side dishes, then you can go, okay, what goes with those side dishes? All right, that's what we'll have, right? Because you're not going to have, like, you're not going to have, grilling beans as a side dish for shrimp, right? You wouldn't do that, right? Shrimp scampi with grilling beans, that wouldn't work, correct? No. So you have to figure out the side dish, and then you go, oh, what goes with that? Oh, how about pork chops? Oh, okay. How about, steak? Okay. Well, steak and grilled beans, I'm sure it works. Chicken more. But anyway, two little tricks. Back time, start at the end of the week and work backwards, All right, so Friday is date night. We're going to do this, and then we're going to do this, okay. And then work way forward. And second, do the side dishes first. List all the great side dishes. What side dishes do you want this week? And then go from there. Now, we're talking NFL football today. That's just a little bit of, kind of old dog advice, or old dog have lived a long time, seen a few things, know a thing or two. Okay? Second marriage is the best. Back time, by the way, this goes to all of you unmarried people out there. The one piece of advice that I will give you that I learned in my life that I've seen with way too many successful marriages in my family and with my friends and mine, they always say, oh, I don't want to marry my best friend. It'll ruin the friendship. Men and women, boys and girls, that's exactly who you want to marry. You want to marry your best friend because love is easy. Love is easy. You know what's hard? Really liking someone is rare. Like is hard. Love is easy. You can love a lot of things, love a lot of people, and then fall in and out of love. You don't fall in and out of like. You either like something and somebody or you don't like them. Like is a real definitive black and white thing. Love is a gray thing that you can do. Like is hard. It doesn't seem like it, but it's true. Like is hard. Love is easy. Like is hard. You want to spend your days and your life with somebody that you really like, because that's what makes it fun. Let's get to your calls, because I'll tell you, I really like doing this, okay? I don't love doing sports. I really like doing sports talk radio, and I always have, which is why I gave up every other thing that I've ever done, and I've done pretty much everything in this business. Anchor news, report news, news talk. I DJ'd for 2 days. Lord knows I did enough of sports anchoring and reporting on television. I did play-by-play. I've pretty much done everything here. And I've been off the air, too. I've written and done stuff for, big websites and things of that nature. I've written a lot. I've done a lot of things in my career. And what I really like doing is this. And one of the reasons I really like doing this is because I love to, like to interact with you and to talk about your teams. So as I look at the lay of the land, I think broadly, as we go into the season, Nick Saban got out of college football because he saw what was coming, okay? And he said, college football is about to turn into the muck. He didn't say that directly, but that's basically what he said. He said, I'm not going to get in the middle of this because this is going to turn into muck. And before last year, I said, the hardest adjustment you Georgia fans, you Alabama fans have to make is that 10-2 is a really good year. And so, you know, some fans said, oh, yeah, I don't know the 10-2. No, 10-2 is a really good. Georgia went 10-2. Yeah, okay. How did Georgia, was Georgia the number two seed in the, right? So you're going to have to get used to the fact that it's the muck, because Nick Saban knew he could no longer trot out teams like he did even with in the A.J. McCarron days, you know, and just steamroll everybody, you know, and, you know, just be in powerhouse, you know, win national title after national title and beat people down to nothingness because it was about to turn into muck. The portal, the NIL, the endorsements, the scholarship limits, all of that was going to even out the playing field so much that when you look at the SEC and the expansion of the conferences, when you look at the SEC this year and you say, okay, three to maybe four teams are going to come out of the SEC to go into the playoff. Well, which three or four? How many are we talking about potentially that could go into the playoff out of the SEC? Let's just say it's four. Okay, we'll say it's four. You know, and we'll go to the high end, which is four. So let's start counting them, right? So four SEC teams are going to make it. Alabama, we'll just put, I mean, this is no order, obviously. Alabama, could they make, these are teams that could make it. Alabama 1, Georgia 2, Texas 3, Oklahoma 4. Look, John Mateer is going to make Oklahoma pretty darn good, okay? Missouri's got an easy schedule, and they got a pretty good team. That's 5. I mean, they could get to 9-3, and they could, okay? Tennessee 6, Florida 7, LSU 8, South Carolina 9, Auburn 10. Let's say there are 10 teams in the SEC that have legitimate aspirations, not with, say, Ole Miss 11. Let's say there's 11. And notwithstanding the fact that maybe somebody could step up and have a better than, Arkansas suddenly has a better than expected year, you know, right? So you have 11 teams in the SEC. Let's say there are 11 teams that are going to range between 10-2 and 7-5. It's a one-score game here, there, everywhere. Look how close a final line, just look back to last year and how close a final line it was for South Carolina to not make it, for Ole Miss to not make it, okay, for Alabama to not make it, how fine a line it was between those teams that if they won that one more touchdown, they would have been in, right? And the same, by the way, happens to be true in the Big Ten. The Big Ten, I know that SEC fans look down their nose at the Big Ten, but you got to be kind of careful, SEC. The Big Ten is back-to-back national champions. I mean, you don't want the Big Ten to win three in a row, do you? Well, it's so much easier to get through the Big Ten. Oh, really? Is it? You think so? I don't think it is. I think the SEC is still the number one league, but it's like really close. I don't think you guys realize how good the Big Ten is. Big Ten's pretty damn good. I mean, those teams, you know, not just at the top. Their middle is, again, I think Illinois is every bit as good as Alabama. Yeah, we've got a better quarterback, that's for sure. Think they may have a better head coach. I think they have a better defensive line. How about that? Let's start there. And nobody's looking at Illinois, and I'm going, Illinois can win 10. And really? Yeah. And so Penn State's going to be really good with Drew Aller. Ohio State's loaded because they've just got, you know, scads of guys. And the best thing that Ohio State actually did was not fire Ryan Day. I don't know about Michigan. Michigan can go either way. Sherrod Moore and now Bryce Underwood's coming in to play quarterback. He shows up kind of, you know, fat and out of shape. And Sherrod Moore's going to be suspended for a number of games this year. It's all part of that whole scandal they went through. And, you know, Harbaugh was there. Now it's Sherrod Moore that's got to serve suspensions. So I don't know which way it goes for Michigan. Michigan, to me, is a team that's potentially 10-2, potentially 8-4. I think they're a really good team. Are they going to make the playoff? That I don't know. You know, some of them are trending backwards and sideways in the Big Ten. I get that. But you're going to watch some teams elevate. I mean, Oregon's obviously very good and going to be good. Dante Moore is their quarterback. Dan Lanning's done a really nice job out there kind of loading up. You've got Ohio State and Penn State. You do have, I think, a really good Illinois team. Indiana could be good. Fernando Mendoza at quarterback could actually be an upgrade for the Hoosiers over Curtis Rourke. And they had a lot of guys back from that team last year. That team was no joke. That team actually earned that spot. That team was pretty darn good. I watched them play. I watched a lot of Big Ten football. That Indiana team was really that good. That was Kirk Cignetti totally changed the whole culture around there. They were every bit as good as Ole Miss or Alabama last year, or if not a little bit better. And so you're underselling how good the Big Ten is. Now, having said that, there are some teams in the Big Ten that are just kind of like, we're not really sure which way the direction of the program is going. You know, USC, which way are they kind of headed under Lincoln Riley, who's going to be under a lot of pressure this year. I don't know where Wazoo's going. Washington's going. Same true for Wisconsin, which is just kind of flatlined out under Luke Fickell. And I'm not really sure what's really kind of happened to Wisconsin in that regard. They kind of became kind of a blah team, you know. I mean, they turned into like Kentucky. I mean, that's kind of a parallel between the SEC and the Big Ten. You know, Mark Stoops, it looked like he was going to do something again, and then it just kind of, you know. Same with Luke Fickell, it was kind of, and then it kind of, So Wisconsin and Kentucky are like similar. That's how I kind of look at them that way. Nebraska, if you're looking at comps, what is Nebraska? Nebraska's Florida. Okay, that's the comp between Nebraska and Florida. You see, you know, it's they should be better than they are. They've got star quarterbacks. Will it actually happen for them? Who knows? I mean, so those are the comps. You see where I'm going with this? So it's really closer in the Big Ten to the SEC than you think. When if I say to you, Nebraska's every bit better than Florida, which they are, but they're probably even. And so the Big Ten has some depth to it, because if Nebraska's only the 8th or 9th best team, well, Florida's only the 8th or 9th best team. There you go. Quick break. Let's talk about your NFL team, your college team, in a wide-open college football playoff year again, in a wide-open, I think, Super Bowl year again. I want to hear what you think about your NFL team on Sports Radio 99.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, bit of an update, and I don't want to ruin your day here, but the Braves are losing. John Fricke with you on a Sunday afternoon. Want to talk about your NFL team. What, you know, the sad summer of Atlanta. I got to move away from it. We're past the 4th of July now. We are full on steamrolling towards NFL camps 9 days from now. First NFL camp, Falcons open up on the 24th. First NFL games the 31st. And we are 48 days away from the first college football. Let's launch into some football. I want to hear what you have to say about your team. Your team's chances this year. We've had calls about the Buffalo Bills and the Arizona Cardinals, Houston Texans in the NFL. had calls about Georgia Tech, North Carolina, and Georgia in college football. If you're a Tennessee fan, a Bama fan, an Auburn fan, I'd love to hear from an Auburn fan. What are your expectations? Is Hugh Freeze in trouble if he doesn't get you to what? 8 wins? 9 wins? What are your expectations of Jackson Arnold? I'm just kind of curious what you expect. Auburn to me is, really college football is floor and ceiling anymore to me. What's Auburn's floor? Probably 6-6. What's their ceiling? Probably 9-3. And so, that's kind of, as a Nebraska fan, that's where I'm at. My floor is 6-6. My ceiling's 9-3. And the question is, do you play? Do you stay healthy enough? Do you get a couple of breaks? And do you play really well to get up to that ceiling? And then it leaves, because if you're one of those teams, whether you're Auburn or you're Florida or you're Nebraska, or if you're, Indiana, or if you're, Oklahoma, any of those teams that are 6-6 to 9-3 floor and ceiling teams, you're in the mix, and there's a lot of them. I mean, Missouri is one of them, and we just went through the whole list of at least 11 schools in the SEC that can be 6-6 to 9-3 teams. Now, the floor and ceiling, the difference is when you're talking about Ohio State and Penn State and Georgia and Texas, is that their floor and ceiling is more like 8-4 to 11-1. 11-1 is tough, but Nebraska's not going to go to 11-1. Auburn's probably not going to go to 11-1, but could Georgia? Sure. Yeah, if I had to say there's one school that could absolutely go to 11-1 this year, it's Clemson. And the reason is that Clemson's schedule and being in the ACC will allow them to do that. There may be another team out there. Certainly, we see teams like Boise. Somebody out there can run to 10 and 11-1 year, sure. Because Toledo, in Mid-American, Group of Five team. But I'm talking about in the power four, 11-1 is difficult because it's so balanced. But Clemson is clearly on paper the best team in the ACC. Now, that doesn't mean they won't lose three games. I'm just saying that they're clearly the best team on paper. So there's all that. Now, as a Falcons fan, I want to read you something here, because I think I'm drinking too much Kool-Aid. But you do jump in as I read you this at 404-726-0929. Talk to me about your college team and your NFL team. So this made me think I was, maybe guys and boys and girls, moms and dads, I drink too much of my own Kool-Aid. MSN Sports, and this I just happened to pick up and saw it as a headline, listed the 10 worst teams in the NFL, okay? 10 worst teams in the NFL. Guess who was on that list of 10 worst teams in the NFL? That's right, the Atlanta Falcons. Yeah, that's right. They said among the 10 worst teams in the NFL are the Atlanta Falcons. Three paragraphs here say the Falcons have an intriguing, this is them, not me. The Falcons have an intriguing offense with a borderline elite set of playmakers at the skill positions. Kyle Pitts is more of a disappointment than an intriguing option. Bijan Robinson, outstanding. Drake London, outstanding. Darnell Mooney was a fantastic addition. The X Factor is Michael Penix Jr., what he's like in his first year as a full-time starter. Then, they go on, then there's the defense. The Falcons don't have the type of defense that on paper can truly compete in the NFC South. To truly compete in the NFC South. They don't have the type of defense on paper to truly compete, not in the NFC. The Falcons don't have the type of defense on paper to truly compete in the NFC South. It's going to take the two first-round picks, Jalen Walker and James Pierce Jr., looking like veterans, to see this team competing for anything in 2025. So they're saying, oh, yeah, they've got a pretty good offense, and I agree. I think they've got one of the top five offenses in the game. But the defense is so bad that they're among the 10 worst teams in the NFL. According to them, again, the Falcons don't have the type of defense that, on paper, can compete in the NFC South. Not in the NFC or in the, just in the NFC South. And it's going to take Walker and Pierce Jr. to look like veterans to see this team competing for anything in 2025. So it's up to you two guys, because the rest of them, all those other guys that are on defense, whether it's Jesse Bates or A.J. Terrell or now Jordan Fuller or Xavier Watts or Rucaroro or Troy Anderson or, Divine Diablo or anybody else, Leonard Floyd, Arnold Epicady. Yeah, no, you. It's not. They got to do it because you guys can't. Okay, you just can't. Sorry, Onyemata, you can't do it. Those guys have to do it. I drink Kool-Aid and I go, wow, really? But maybe I'm just drinking Kool-Aid. You know, look, I can't deny what my eyes saw last year. There were a couple of times where they were confused, as the head coach said, confused in the back end. They're playing games where their secondary is running around like they have no business and no idea what's going on. And I'm going, what the hell is going on here? And then there are a couple of times where that defense, that unit up front got runned on. I mean, they were just jamming it down the throats of that defensive line. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? I mean, think about it. Literally. I mean, so I can see how somebody might come to the conclusion that, boy, if they don't get some big help, but I think they're missing a couple of things. At least I think my Kool-Aid drinking says they're missing a couple of things. One is Jimmy Lake is not here. And that defense, which was actually the stalwart of the team under Dean Pease and Ryan Nielsen, went backwards in a big hurry under Raheem's buddy Jimmy Lake. That I hope that it reverts again now that you get Raheem's other buddy, but somebody that we do know in Jeff Ulbrich, coming in here to revert it back to what Dean Pease and Ryan Nielsen were doing and being more aggressive. And I think the first thing that Ulbrich, this is my Kool-Aid drinking, the first thing that Ulbrich did was when he started looking at tape and watching things was like, why are you guys, this is me just guessing, Ulbrich is looking at this going, well, I don't understand this. Why were you guys not playing Rook? Because when Rook Arororo went into the game last year, I was saying, this is me playing Ulbrich, why are they not playing Rook? All Rook was doing was blowing up plays. I mean, I was like, am I wrong here? Is Rook? Oh, there's Rook. But isn't he blowing up plays? Yeah, well, why are we playing him if he's blowing up plays? I couldn't quite understand that. So, but, you know, we'll see how he does this year. Again, I'm not asking the Falcons defense to be the grit splits of 1977. I'm not asking the Falcons defense to be, you know, the Ray Lewis dominant Ravens. I'm asking the Falcons defense to be good. Just be good. Get off the field on third down on occasion. Let's have more takeaways than turnovers. We got Jamal Agnew. Let's see if we can't flip the field on special teams. Let's see if we can't, you know, do some of the small things here that are going to win us some of those games and make us a play here. I'm not asking you to be a great defense because you go back to 28-3, and that team's defense, frankly, was okay. You know, that Super Bowl team's defense was okay. It wasn't great. I mean, Grady had a great Super Bowl, and if they win the game, Grady's the MVP, but it wasn't a great defense. It was good defense. The Deion Jones defense, Keanu Neal and Grady, I mean, they were good. They weren't great. But the offense was so bloody good that the defense was rested, and the defense always played, you know, they were able to attack because they were ahead in so many games. They weren't, you know, having to try to, you know, play from behind all the time. So, again, I'm drinking a lot of Kool-Aid here with the Atlanta Falcons. But I also look at this team at 6-3 going to the break, to the bye last year, with that three-game, you know, cushion, and how they blew that. It just totally blown by the broke down liar, and how good they were in those first nine games, beating Tampa twice, going to Philadelphia, winning that game. Probably should have been 7-2, frankly, because they could have probably beaten the Steelers on the opening day. But you know, they were a really good team, and they were just sliding into the NFC. They had it in their bag, you know. I mean, you had two remaining. You were 4-0 in the division. You had two more games in the division, and those were against the two worst teams in the Panthers and the Swampers. And then you go to New Orleans and that game out of the bye, and you saw what happened. Okay, right? So, nothing good, by the way. And your kicker getting hurt didn't help because he missed three field goals in that game. And oh, by the way, that kicker being hurt meant that we had a backup kicker in Washington. In a game that we could have won too, if the backup kicker, you know, was good enough to make that field goal. I think a healthy Youngway might have made the field goal. That's another guy, by the way, that needs to step up this year, Youngway. Lenny Craig and his booming leg, that's nice. I get it. You know, they can use him as their designated European player on the roster this year, and he can be, you know, on the practice squad. That's fine. But I really don't want Lenny Craig. If Lenny Craig wins the starting kicking job, I'm going to have some concerns. The man's never kicked in an NFL game of any, never kicked in a college game of any consequence. And you're telling me, I know he's got a great leg, but do I trust that Lenny Craig is going to be able to tee it up from 56 yards away on opening day against Tampa, down by two at Mercedes-Benz Stadium with the crowd going nuts with 1 second to go on the clock and knock it through the uprights? Do I trust that? No, I really don't. Would I trust Youngway? Yeah, I would have some trust in Youngway. If he can get healthy, sure. He had his worst year ever as a Falcon last year, as a pro last year, primarily because he was injured. So I need Youngway to get healthy and get right. I'm sure he is. And to be back to being the Youngway we know. With Agnew, I think you have a return guy for the first time in a long time that can actually kind of flip the field for you. I'm not asking him to break five kicks for touchdowns or anything like that, but I'm asking him to kind of flip the field a little bit on occasion for us and help us out. And have Marquise Williams get a special teams unit that is going to be a net positive for the team. Because last year, through no fault of his own, and mostly through the fault of the injury to the kicker, the special teams were a net negative for this team. So let's flip that around. Maybe I'm drinking too much of my own Kool-Aid here, but when we get national people saying the Falcons don't have the type of defense on paper to truly compete in the NFC South, what? Because this is where my Kool-Aid kicks in. I think the Falcons are the favorites in the NFC South. Would you trade the Falcons roster player for player with Tampa? Because if you would, I think you and I need to have a talk. The answer to that would be no. As a matter of fact, hell no. And so I think the Falcons are the favorites in the NFC South, and it wouldn't shock me if they won the division by two games or more. I think they're really a good football team. And yet at the same time, this will blow you away because this is me drinking too much of my damn Kool-Aid. If you look at Vegas, the Falcons are underdogs in their first eight games. Oh, my God. I think the Carolina game actually might be a push. So it's like 7 and a push. I'm like, they're underdogs at home against Tampa in the opener. I'm like, did we beat those guys twice last year? We're playing at home, right? Okay. All right. Okay. You know, all right, fine. Whatever you say. Underdogs of San Francisco. Does anybody not know that? Did Joe Montana get resurrected here? You guys realize that San Francisco is not very good? Who had a better record last year, the Falcons or San Francisco? Who had a better record the year before when the Falcons went 7-10? The year before, the Falcons or San Francisco? Oh, the Falcons. Why? So San Francisco was 6-11. Does anybody not realize that the 49ers are not very good, or are they just because of the name value? They're kind of, what are you living on here? 49ers may well finish last in the NFC West this year. They might be a 6 or 7 win team again. But they're favored over the okay. You tell me if I'm totally out of my mind and drinking too much Kool-Aid. 404-726-0929. I may be. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Sports Radio 90 Time the Game. Do not ever, listen very carefully to me, please, John Frege from the Northern Kia Studios. Do not ever say on this radio station or, you know, online or even on the station, you guys, being all of us that are hosts, guys and gals, never talk about my team. When I open up the phone lines to you on a Sunday for 4 hours and say, you are welcome to call in about your team. All you guys talk about is the Falcons, which, of course, we are the Falcons' flagship station. Georgia, Georgia Tech, SEC. It's all you talk about. Well, it's not really all we talk about, but okay. You know, whatever. You don't talk about my team, fill in a blank. Don't tell me that I don't talk about your... When I offer you the opportunity to call in and talk about your NFL team and have a legitimate discussion about kind of where they sit and where they stand and what you expect this year, or your college team, and have a legitimate, open, honest discussion about where they sit, where they stand, and what might happen this year, and you don't take advantage of that, okay? I'm just saying. Mr. Yo has tweeted at me. Yo, he says, at John Frickie, this is literally the best piece of advice I've ever heard. I agree 100%. Marry your best friend. You'll never regret it, and a wonderful picture of the two of them. Yeah, you marry your best friend, okay? All you young men and women, I don't want to ruin the friendship. No, no, no. You want to marry your best friend, okay? Marriage is a friendship, okay? It's not, it's a romance, yes, but it's more a friend at first. But romance kind of fades only because real life intervenes, and you have to deal with things. It's one of the reasons I'm where I'm at, because my beautiful bride and I are having to deal with elderly parents and trying to go through some really difficult times. You know, we're incredibly fortunate, the two of us, that all of our parents are still with us. I mean, I'm 65, she's about to turn 65, and all of our parents are still with us. That's incredibly blessed and incredibly rare, and we realize it. But we got some really tough times ahead, too, because we're coming towards that period of life for my parents. You know, my dad's going to be 90, and we're all upper 80s to 90. That's coming. And so we're up here trying our level best to help out. And we have to move people out of homes, take away car keys. God, that's really hard. And move them into assisted living, you know, get power of attorneys, you know, do trusts and testamentary trusts and become a trustee and do the make sure insurance and all those things. It's a lot more work. People, anybody out there that's been through this understands what I'm saying. And so it's not as easy. Best thing you could do for your kids, by the way, as you start to get older, is to put your house in order. Make sure you have a will. Make sure you have a trust. Make sure you have, you know, a testament, last will and testament. Make sure that you prepay either through insurance or through a funeral home your funeral. I know that they're hard discussions to have, but buy the lot, prepay the funeral. Don't take care of end of life, because it's difficult, I understand, to have those conversations. They're hard. But that's where the like comes in a marriage. Because since we like each other, we trust each other, it's, you know, you can go through those periods of time, and it's, and okay, I got your back, I got you, I'm here for you, okay? So that's just, you learn these things in life, and these are the things, you know, that I wish I had understood that when I got married the first time, okay? You know, I mean, I have a beautiful daughter that came out of that marriage, and I'm incredibly thankful for that, because I love her to death. You know, hey, listen, these are the things you got. All right, back to football anyway. 404-726-0929 if you want to be part of the show and talk about your team, because it's a kind of, I think there's going to be, again, sort of like last year in college football, where you're going to end up with a 12-team playoff. You're going to end up with three or four teams that you are not going to expect are going to be there. And I can start to list the teams off that could potentially be there. We're talking Illinois, Texas Tech, Baylor, teams that, really? Well, guys, you're just not paying attention. You haven't done your research. Yes. Okay. You know, those are the teams that could kind of be there. Toledo. Okay. Let's go to Scott here. Scott's with John. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Hope you're doing well. I got two things for you. The first one I want to talk about, I'm an Auburn alum and fan, and I want to talk about Auburn a little bit. I've called in before to you and spoke a little bit about them, but from where I'm standing, listen, I'm not going to be a homer and say they're going to go 12-0. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be realistic, but I'm also going to be glass half full. I think that you were asking about Jackson Arnold and what to expect. I'm not expecting him to go out there and necessarily be like, you know, some Heisman front runner. I mean, that'd be great if he was, but I'm just expecting him to play within the offense. And I think that if you look at any team in the SEC right now, I think he's set up for success in a way that no other quarterback is. I'm going to tell you why. Because Auburn's wide receiver core, outside of Ohio State, maybe Clemson, maybe one other team, they're easily top five. They're top four, top three, in my opinion. They've got two consistently ranked across the boards, two top 10 wide receivers in Cam Coleman and Eric Singleton, who transferred from Georgia Tech. So I think that Jackson Arnold is set up for success. All he has to do is spread the ball around and not try to force things. So I think from that standpoint, you were asking about Hugh Freeze as well. Hugh Freeze has those weapons at wide receiver that he hasn't had since maybe A.J. Brown and D.K. Metcalf at Ole Miss. He hasn't had anyone like those players together at Auburn so far. And then if you look at the defense, they've got Keldrick Falk, who's supposed to projected to be a top 20 defensive player in the draft coming out. I'm sorry, projected to go in the first round. So I think from that standpoint, he's going to create a lot of disruption. I think that if they're going to make some considerable noise and be one of those surprise teams, this could be a good year to do that, because they've got Georgia and Alabama at home. So that always helps. But I think they're going to have a pretty good year. I don't know exactly what the record's going to be, but I think 9 to 10 wins is easily feasible. What do you think about that?
Well, it's floor and ceiling. I think their floor is 6-6, their ceiling is 9-3. I don't think 10 wins is doable. Their schedule is too tough for that. To go 9-3, they have to win Scott, they're going to have to win that opener. And that's going to be really hard.
I think they will.
That's going to be a really hard game. I think it's total toss-up. Actually, I think I'd probably favor Baylor a little bit in that opener. I mean, the game's in Waco. Sawyer Robinson and Baylor, I think Baylor is potentially the Big 12 champion. I think that may be the best team in the Big 12. They are loaded. Offensively, they're nasty. So I'm saying it's going to be a hard game.
I'm going to disagree with you, and that's fine. We can disagree. Auburn's had tremendous success in recruiting. Not so much this year, but they have in the last 2 to 3 years since Hugh Freeze, two, two or three top 10 recruiting classes, so I think they're going to be just fine. Now,
well, that's fine. I mean, but I'm going to tell you this. You have to play at Oklahoma, correct?
Yeah, but like I said, we get Georgia and Alabama at home.
Okay, well, let's talk about the ats. I know you mentioned that. I understand that. Let's say you split those two, okay? Which would be a great, by the way, a great result if you did, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about the ats. When you're at Baylor, which could be Big 12 champion, you're at Oklahoma, you're at Texas A&M, you know, those three games in particular. I mean, you've got a bunch of winnable games. I mean, Ball State's obviously you're going to win that. South Alabama, you're going to win that. At Arkansas, you should probably win that. Mercy, you're going to win that. You got four or five games you're going to win. So it's about those games that are toss-up games. Baylor, Oklahoma, A&M, Georgia, Alabama.
The part that we disagree on, I think Baylor is a win, and Oklahoma.
Well, maybe
they have a Oklahoma. I know they got that great transfer quarter, John Mateer, but I have a lot of questions about their wide receiver core. That was one of the reasons Jackson Arnold struggled so much last year. They had a lot of questions.
Yeah, I also got two top end like you, Auburn did. They got two top end wide receivers transferring in.
Well,
so
we'll
I mean,
they're
just like
we'll see what they do. We'll see what they do.
That's okay. My question is, all right. So let's say 6-6, 9-3. It depends. I mean, if they go to 10-2, that'll be something in the SEC because you know I think that would be overachieving in my book. But I mean, they could. I mean, Indiana overachieved last year. To some degree, Arizona State overachieved last year. So yes, there will be some surprise here. I said that's the mock. Okay. The muck is, we know Texas and Georgia, and then Alabama kind of starts to shift into the muck, and the muck is everybody else. It's those other eight teams. You know, the Missouri, Oklahoma, A&M, LSU, Auburn, you know, and Florida, I mean, Ole Miss, that becomes the muck. One of those teams breaks out and goes, you know, 9-3, 10-2, and is that going to be LSU? Is it going to be Auburn? Is it going to be A&M? Is it going to be Oklahoma, Florida? I don't know. I don't know who somebody is. You know, and if it's Auburn, then congrats to you. I can't pick the team that's going to be that way. I don't know which one's going to be.
And one of the things I would try to do is, like I said, not be a homer. I would love a 9-3, 10-2 type year. Realistically, maybe we finish at 8-4, 9-3, realistically, but I would hope for something better. The one question I had for you, though, before I go, did I hear you correctly earlier say that you said that Illinois football was just as good as Alabama football?
I think this year they're probably as good, yes.
Okay.
Dude, I'm going to tell you, that's a really good football team. Illinois's got a better quarterback.
They're a good football team, but
a better quarterback. They've got a better head coach. They've got a better defensive line than Alabama. Let's start there.
I can't disagree with you, and I have to call – I'm sorry. I can't agree with you. I have to call it like it is. I think that's a really bad take. And that's okay to disagree.
No, it's okay, Scott. How many games did you watch Illinois play last year? Because I watched seven. How many did you watch?
I didn't watch seven. I probably watched a handful, maybe three or four.
No, you didn't. Come on. How good is Luke Altmyer in your opinion? I think Luke Altmyer is
okay, but I've got
okay.
John, I've got four TVs going, so I watched a couple Illinois games.
The Illini are pretty damn good. I mean, this is going to be there. I think they're a 10-win team.
But you have to understand something though. The best that they've finished in recruiting in the last 5 years was 40th. Alabama
you're living on okay. Guess what? The best Boise State has done in the last 20 years, 40th. I mean, you recruiting guys and your stars mean nothing to me. Okay, you guys live in some star land that doesn't. I mean, just. I don't really understand it. I really don't. Guys, do you not understand there's a transfer portal where five-star players transfer to other schools? Don't worry about recruiting. Recruiting doesn't carry one-tenth the weight it did. You know, we're the number one recruiting team in the nation. Who cares? You got to go to the transfer portal. You get seven stars out of the transfer. Indiana did. Where did Indiana finish in recruiting over the last 10? Well, no. Well, what did they do last year? Well, you mean they bought in 16 transfers? Okay, there you go. The game has changed.
I think there's one thing you're missing, though. I think there's one thing you're missing about that. You're absolutely right about the transfer portal. And yes, teams like that have brought in tremendous talent. I agree with you. However, there's only a small amount of teams out there that are consistently still bringing in the five stars that are waiting their turn in spite of the transfer portal.
Right,
Alabama,
that's correct.
Georgia, Texas, they're one of those teams.
Yeah.
So they are stuck.
That's why they're Georgia. I didn't say Illinois was Georgia, Texas, did I?
No, you didn't. I'm just saying that Alabama is one of those teams that consistently has those blue chip talent.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Consistently has those blue chips. That's right. That's why they're consistently better than Illinois. Maybe not this year.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough.
That's all.
That's fair enough.
You know, I mean, maybe not 1 year. Maybe not 1 year, you know?
I mean,
Alabama was not better than Indiana last year. Indiana was a better football team.
If they played on a neutral field, I think Alabama would have been favored.
No, I don't think so. I think Indiana would have won that game. Indiana was a better team.
I'll agree to disagree, but thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, I appreciate that. That's why we agree. This is SEC bias that he lives in. You guys assume incorrectly that the SEC is a 10 and the Big Ten is a 6. It's not. You know, there's a reason the Big Ten's won back-to-back natties. If the SEC is better than the Big Ten, it's better than the Big Ten at the bottom of the conference. It's a deeper league. But 10 for 10, top 10 for top 10, it's dead even. I don't know how to explain it to you anymore. Ohio State, Penn State, Texas, Georgia, dead even. If you guys don't understand that, I can't help you. Go down to the next line. Alabama, Indiana. Who was better last year? Do you really think... No, Kurt Cignetti and Indiana had a better football team than Alabama last year, but they proved it on the field. I thought one of them made the playoff, one didn't, but that was just me. On Sports Radio 92 in the game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.